Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I love Balance of Nature. It has helped me so much. It is unreal. I had a doctor's appointment. He goes, what have you been doing? And I said, oh, I've been doing Balance of Nature. And he goes, really? I need to tell my other patients that they need to use that. Where do you get it? And I said Balance of Nature online. I just wanted to let you guys know that it is working for me and that my doctor is wanting to use it for other patients as well.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
No, it's been a crazy year, but when did we vote for Bill Gates, the New York Times, and China to rule over us? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
We want you to produce.
You want me to produce your war?
Not a war. It's a pageant. We need a theme, a song, some visuals. We need, it's a pageant. It's like the Oscars. That's why we came to you.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Last hour on a Thursday. What? I know. I can't believe it. Milty will be back next week, hopefully. And a lot to talk about in this last hour. However, will I cram it all in? We have a lot of subjects to discuss. James was good enough to share his time, some extra time with us today in discussing Scalia's life truly before he became a Supreme Court justice. And there's so much. In fact, he said he'll be back with the second book. So we'll talk a little bit about his death. I find the things that happened around Scalia's death very curious, and also his life on the bench. And, just going back and looking at some of these older clips with Scalia, they're so interesting to listen to, going clear back to the 70s, like the one I played from 78, where he was critical of the court in so many ways of doing things that they really did not have the authority to do. And it was refreshing to hear that. I'm sure in that power position that, somebody wants to grant themselves some authority. I think that there are a lot of people that would be open to that idea, but he was critical of that, and also kind of knew some of the dangers coming with telecom back in the day too. And so all of that is covered in Rise to Greatness, 1936 to 1986. Talks about his marriage, his family, his kids, all nine of them, and interesting. So a big thanks to James Rosen for coming on, and of course a lot to cover in this hour. Every time I see the government ponying up their drone footage with Russia. I'm flabbergasted at the. Maybe it's just me. Is it just me? And I say, wow, you guys got that footage out real fast. And you've got to show some sort of altercation with Russia. I mean, something, right? I mean, we'll flow a drone right into them just to show something in the press that something is happening to that end. I don't know. The footage came out a lot faster than they were willing to deal with what they called the Chinese balloon. How did we know it was Chinese when they hadn't shot it down? Your guess is as good as mine. But isn't it kind of interesting when they want to get stuff out really swiftly, they will. And boy, that coverage is everywhere. Oh, look, it's a drone and an airplane and some Russian jet fighters. Wow. Can anyone tell me, what is the big deal about this? I don't know. Anyway, they want to make it a big deal, though, and they will. And that's just par for the course. The Pentagon also, like we mentioned in the last hour at the beginning, also wanting to come in and, help those startups because they're really concerned with the with Silicon Bank. They're really concerned that the Pentagon specifically needs to put more money into startups for tech and software, specifically those businesses. They're not really worried about anything else, just those, because they'd like to control them. That's why. You are welcome to call up with whatever you want to talk about in this hour. I do have a lot on the hot sheet to talk about, but I did want to mention that PETA was all over the White House and telling them that they did not want them to have eggs. Sorry, you just can't make this up. eggs are a problem, and they for the Easter egg hunt coming for Easter, they would like to have painted rocks. Painted rocks instead of Easter eggs would be much more enjoyable for children to find. So if they could just paint some rocks, you know what? That might be actually a really good thing for King Fraud-a-Lot to do. Sit him in the basement painting rocks. I'm actually all for that. I think that would be a good exercise of his time and talents. Yes, we have found a job for him. Painting rocks pink and yellow and blue. Yes, let's do it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live.
Hey, this is Kate.
It is, and you are live on the air.
Hey, just wanted to call in. I've been listening a while. I didn't expect to get through here, but I'm a Trump supporter, MAGA. I just a little concerned about the flat Earth stuff.
You're concerned?
I don't think. What are
you concerned about?
Yeah,
what do you think?
Why don't you push back on that?
I do push back on that. What are you talking about? I mean, because I have guests on the show, it means that I want to open up a conversation. I've said many times I'm not sold on the idea, but I'm willing to have conversations about it. I think that it can be really intriguing to talk about these things. Many people are talking about that. Okay, let's have a conversation. I'm not closed to conversations. Sure.
Okay.
I
mean, there's the space station up there. You can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything up there is round.
Right. I do agree with you. Everything
round,
is round.
Round.
You look through the telescope, it's all round. It's so
flat Earth stuff.
I'm with you on that.
The flat Earth stuff is just driving me nuts lately.
Is it? I mean, I guess it doesn't drive me crazy because I think, well, there's a lot of people that think that. It's okay to think that. I'm not there yet, but I'm certainly open to having a discussion. People like to have or at least sort of be like a witness or privy to a discussion about something so they can make up their mind further. And I'm okay with that. I think it's good. No matter what we're talking about.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, don't you?
I appreciate you taking the call.
Yeah, of course. Thanks. I mean, I've had a lot of topics on this show where I'm kind of, I don't know about that, but why not? Yeah, why not? Let's go into it. Let's talk. Ask a lot of questions on air. And I've been pretty frank about that, too. I'm not sold on it. I understand where he's coming from when he says, I look through the telescope and everything seems to be pretty round. And I get that. And I don't actually think flat Earth means flat. So I think there's a lot of misinformation, could be some disinformation, could be some true information all compacted in there. Watching footage of NASA, I have a lot of questions about NASA because I've thought for a long time that NASA, there's certain areas of our government, it's really easy to hide money in there. It's really easy to funnel money through there. And it is the black hole, one of the black holes of money, because the money never gets, we never find out really where that money's gone and what it's actually gone for. So when we're talking NASA, I have doubts and suspicions about what NASA does, how they do it, and there's many government departments like this where they funnel money. Housing is one of them too. People don't understand that either. Housing is one, but there's a lot of black holes, and the fact that we didn't go back to the moon bothers me. The fact that they said that they lost every single piece of evidence of the moon landing when we literally have Dorothy's shoes from Wizard of Oz sitting in a museum, we don't lose things. So to lose every single piece of evidence or all of the information regarding the moon landing. So I'll always have discussions about these things because I think there are too many holes. And so why not try to figure out what's actually going on, right? Why would you have to lie? Why would you have to lie about certain things? So I'm on that camp. And when it comes to the moon landing, yeah, I don't actually believe that we actually did that in the 60s. I don't think we could have. So a lot of times you'll see videos that cover moon landing and NASA and flat Earth all in one, because what they're doing is they're talking about NASA and the lying that's gone on. And then, of course, the CGI involved that they've done for the pictures of the Earth. So there are questions. People should be asking questions. I don't think anything at this point should bother us to look into it. And if you walk away going, yeah, we do not have a flat Earth and it is round or oblong or rectangle, whatever the case may be, good. However you come to your conclusions, I'm totally okay with that. I just at least want to talk about those things on the air. There's a lot of people that stay away from conversations because the concept bothers them, the concept of it. And the moon landing is one I think everyone should look into. What was his name? Dave Mick. The moon doggy. Look, Google moon doggy, and you'll find a great expose of 13 different very explosive articles. Moon doggy, 13 huge articles on the evidence, provoking many questions about the moon landing and of course NASA themselves, and maybe some of the things we were told. There's a lot there. And I would actually suggest, you know, reviewing that heavily and looking at the evidence, because he outlines the evidence and he shows you exactly where you should be concerned in some of those things. So I'm game. I don't think anything should be off the table. I think we should talk about it all. And I couldn't walk away from that. I couldn't walk away from that with anything but more questions. So what does that tell me? Right? But I think that we have a responsibility to look at our past and to dive in with open eyes. And I don't take anything anymore. I don't for granted as far as, well, of course that happened in society. This is why that show we did on Tuesday, what's been manufactured is so important, because so much has been. Dave McGowan, wagging the moon doggy. If you want to hear, or I think it's on Audible too, if you want to really review some great evidence about the moon landing, questioning the moon landing, that would be my favorite. I think that's the one that covers some of the most thought-provoking questions I've seen, is Dave McGowan. He's passed away, by the way. Dave McGowan, wagging the moon doggy. Go check that out. And I think it does. I think it's only natural. It's going to lead to more questions about Earth and about the whole NASA program. So, gosh, there's so many things I want to talk about today. I don't even know what to get to today or what you want to talk about. But I do, you know what it is? It's hard for me sometimes because I find so many things intriguing other than politics or politics themselves. The stories we're getting in the news, the banking gaslighting going on. Not that it's not serious. It is. It is, but we should always be diversified in banking. We should always, don't always have all your money in the bank. And I could do loads of that today just in talking about how the Great Depression actually went down. Not that we should be comparing, but it would be interesting to take a look at that today and to see some of the parallels. Started with Coldwell Bank. I don't know if people remember that. Started with Coldwell Bank going down. And it took about 3 years for all of that to actually really happen on the main stage for all of us. We could talk about that, but I do have other things too that are on my mind. Be right back. Keith Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. Hey, this is the Kate Daly Show.
Gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Yeah, I'm a little rocker at heart. I do like Led Zeppelin. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. So happy that you're joining me today. Next week, Carrie Madej talks to us about the sovereign, the citizenship. That'll be interesting on Tuesday. And also, Chris Ann Hall will join us next week. Tomorrow, Dave Weiss on Flat Earth, of course. We'll have that discussion again. And Morley Robbins, part two of what he came talking about several weeks back. And there's so much history contained in what Morley talks about, too, that is, it puts pieces together. I like learning about history so much. I can't even tell you. There's so many things that never really added up that, finally, right? Makes a little sense. Balanceofnature.com. Please go get this supplement. I really care about you. I want you to be healthy. And my family loves this supplement. When you have kids in their 20s and they won't go without a product like that, it should say volumes to everybody, right? This is a wonderful product. 31 fruits and vegetables a day, every single day, every 24 hours, going into your system. You're not going to eat 31 fruits and vegetables every single day. I know that. I wouldn't. I don't think. Have I ever eaten 31 fruits and vegetables in a day? Probably not. And so this product is so beneficial to your immune system. Go to balanceofnature.com. Get the product everyone has fallen in love with. There's a reason for it. And put in the code Kate. When you put in the promo code of my first name, Kate, pretty amazing. You'll get 35% off and free shipping. So what are you waiting for? Pull the trigger already. Let's do this. Get it ordered because you're going to start taking it. And I promise you, if you don't like it, send it back. But you're going to love this product. You're going to love it. I promise you that. So I was reading an article and it said, again, this just came out. And it said, U.S. estimates over 100,000 Ukrainian soldiers killed. And the number was actually from the summertime. So they talked about this in the summertime and said it was just clearly a rounded number estimate. First of all, U.S. officials believe they always preface these things. We just believe there are more than 100,000 Ukrainian troops that have been killed since the outbreak of the conflict with Russia. That seems like an awful lot, considering the fact that the firepower has been a little low. Right? I mean, do you guys think that the numbers are might be a little skewed? So the whole story was about us putting it out there to believe what... This is what we believe. Why are we the ultimate official source of this? The United States. And by the way, I think they're fudging the numbers. I definitely think they're fudging the numbers. I don't know if you do. I do. It's basically a reprinting of a September article or August article. They said this in August too. Talking about the same exact amount of, somewhere around the 100,000. They don't know. They really don't know. Total guesswork. That's why I think this war, quote unquote war, is a total gaslighting. Total gaslighting. None of the articles make sense. Everything is very, very weird. In fact, they use the term U.S. officials estimate, including the most experienced soldiers. Why would you say that? Why would you say your most experienced soldiers? Does anyone else find this strange? The reporting that's coming from there and that we're the official source for another country? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
What was the proximity of our drone to the Crimea?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. They show some fancy
footage. $36 million drone?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty big.
Right.
I figure.
Yeah.
But, you can't fool with the Russians in Crimea. That is a game stopper. They're bending over backward, dumping fuel on it.
Right.
Come on, give me a break.
Or run a drone into their airplane. I think that, we wanted an event. I don't know. Something to fill the news cycle with some sort of action going on that can be provoking. I don't know. Yeah.
Hey, but we can launder so much money. What is it, man?
There's a lot of money being
come
laundered.
On, man.
Come
China
on, man.
Joe, the dog king.
Oh, gosh.
Barking at the neighbors.
Don't you think it's a good idea to have him painting rocks so they don't have to use eggs because of PETA at the White House? I think so. I think it's a good job for him.
Well, they're so expensive, Kate.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks. Thanks for the call. Oh, my brain is going to melt. These articles, you guys, these articles are so pathetic. They're so pathetic. you could not walk away reading this and actually thinking there's something happening to the tune that they say there is right now. There's no way. Washington Post seems to be the other official source. That should tell you loads. Washington Compost is the other official source of Ukraine. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
I'd like to go back to your guest you had on.
James Rogan.
Mm-hmm. I know him very well.
Mm-hmm.
And Scalia. And you're going to have him on again.
Yeah.
I bet you.
Not for a while.
He works for the conspiracy. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you when you start talking about his death, mm-hmm. I agree with you. Scalia was almost certainly murdered.
Yeah.
He'll use that fake criticism of how it's handled and so mm-hmm. forth. He might not, because it's been so long that there's not going to be any investigations
right.
at this late point, but
mm-hmm.
you'll probably see him do that. What he did, he used what I call the Antichrist strategy. It's very seldom used,
mm-hmm.
where when he first ran for office, ran a House seat, he was my congressman. I was from Glendale.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard him, kind of confront him at meetings and things like that. But anyway, so when he ran, he gave a perfect speech. I mean, it was a founding father speech. It's something you very seldom hear from the best mm-hmm. of the Republicans. It was shocking. It was not, every word was right. And then once he got into office and his seat was safe, he just switched on a dime. And he was a horrible voting record. He's a neocon. It was so obvious that he was working for the establishment, Republican establishment, that is the same establishment with the Democrats. So I'm just saying, when you have him back on, just see if how he tries to play down that, you know, we shouldn't do anything at this point. When he talked about a jurisprudence scholar of Ginsburg,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
Ginsburg consistently worked for the devil.
Yes.
Almost everything she did, there was one mm-hmm. piece of court ruling decision that was good,
mm-hmm.
or she was on the right side. But she was consistent. She was a traitor.
Yep.
I mean, she's not now. She's dead. But for and working for the conspiracy. So one of his tactics may be to try to rehabilitate her.
I don't know.
Let me just say the last thing about him. I was at a Christmas party. It was for a talk radio show host mm-hmm. named Peter Ford. Glenn Ford's son was home.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there, and so was David Horowitz. I talked to you about, mm-hmm. you know, they're both with Newsmax. And it's not just Newsmax, but Newsmax is absolutely
right.
controlled by the conspiracy. And we were handing out a very special issue of the New American called The Conspiracy for Global Control.
Mm-hmm.
And I offered that to both of them. Rogan eventually did take it. David Horowitz went to a tantrum.
Interesting.
He despises people knowing about the conspiracy. And David Horowitz, by the way, was a neocon all the way. I sent you an article or some mm-hmm. information on that.
Mm-hmm.
So he went from a Marxist denouncing capitalism all the time to the other side and being a neocon.
Mm-hmm.
And he was George Bush, big fan. You know, so what we see is you really look into this. When these people switch to the other side, they were lying on the wrong side when they were there. When they come back over, they're lying and promoting the other agenda of the same conspiracy. And Rogan is one of those people. So anyway, I just want to tip you off and see what happens if you start talking about the death. He may be listening, of course, and he'll probably use that faint criticism where acting like they're critical, but they're really not.
Thanks for the call. Rosen is the name. There's a lot about Scalia's life that can be written about and learned from. And I will pick up these books sometimes because there's so much within those books. I have a lot of authors on the air. I have a lot of guests on the air, about 300 a year. We have a lot of people coming to the show. And I can always appreciate certain conversations, aspects about their lives and about, like in this case, Scalia's rise, right, to greatness. There is a lot of focus on the friendship between him and Ginsburg. Very few people call Ginsburg out. And Ginsburg was a hot mess. Ginsburg did not give women their rights. The whole stories around Ginsburg are just asinine. Ginsburg was actually kind of an awful person and didn't really have an understanding of the Constitution, like she wants to tell everyone she had. And she was, I don't have respect for Ginsburg in any way, shape, or form. So their friendship to me is sort of, I'm friends with a lot of people that don't share my political beliefs, and we just stick to other topics, right? And it can be done. So I don't know that they were the marketable answer when it comes to how people can be friends, because a lot of people have people in their families and friend circles that do not agree with them, right? And somehow we make it through. But I do think that the friendship is to sort of not focus on the hot mess that Ginsburg was, and she was. In fact, if you go through her, what she calls rulings, but really they're just decisions, because the Supreme Court does not have that kind of power to issue a ruling like a king. When you get to her, I went through her entire record because I did a show about her when she died, and there wasn't a lot there. And I know that sounds funny because in society she is propped up so ridiculously, but there wasn't a lot there that she actually did. There was a lot of, and I mean in the way of anything. She sort of had a heinous outlook on, she really did believe in the living document of the Constitution, which it is not. Everything that springboarded from that, if you really go back and look at her record, the people that tout her for women, for doing things for women in particular, she didn't do anything for women. I don't know why she gets that reputation, only because the media and the government want you to think that she did. But honestly, in the 70s, there wasn't a lot there. You'd be so shocked. I did a whole show on it. You couldn't actually Google it, but it just wasn't there to be found. Sad, but not sad. It's just that she gets a reputation for doing things that she didn't actually accomplish. And we didn't need it anyway, because the Constitution makes everybody equal in a court of law anyway. That's the only equality in the Constitution, is that we are equal in a court of law. So no need to pile on special rights for special groups. It's that simple. Yeah, one more movie about her, and I swear I'm going to hit something, because it's ridiculous tales of greatness on Ginsburg parts, and she was not great in any way, shape, or form. And there was a lot of, things that she brought to the table that I would consider kind of evil at the same time. And I think really set out to give us the poorest education on what the Constitution was about. Woof, Ginsburg, terrible. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.